Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Blog Talk Radio and the Voice of Change. I'm Sharon Ann Wyckoff and delighted to be with you today. Today, it's my honor to have Dr. Carol Hunnam with me, and she's going to be talking about a very powerful healing technique that she has developed and designed over the last 30 years of study and practice. And she uses this to heal many, many different aspects of life. She has graduated from the Psychic Horizons School of Meditation, Healing and Tuition Development of San Francisco, and the Clairvoyant Center in Hawaii. She also has a Doctorate of Divinity from the Association of the Integration of the Whole Person. And Carol has developed the Holon, H-O-L-O-N method of healing, and we're going to be having her with us for the entire hour. So stay tuned for a wonderful program on how to resolve illness rapidly. The Voice of Change brings to internet radio individuals speaking out on aspects of life during these transformational times. During these programs, I interview spiritual leaders, enlightened teachers, educational professionals, visionaries, birth therapists, and artists. Guests share their perspective, their expertise, and their insights to support, encourage, and inspire new ways for these changing times. And again today, it is just my delight to have Dr. Carol Hunnam with us. I get these words confused here. With us and to talk about her wonderful healing method. So welcome to the program. I'm just going to call you Dr. Carol.
Okay. That's fine.
It's great to have you with us here on the Voice of Change and to really have this opportunity, Carol, to listen to you and learn more about your method.
All right. Well, this is a tremendous opportunity for me, Sharon, and I just am so honored to be there, and hello to all the listeners out there.
Yes, yes. So can you tell us about your method and, how this has all been developed over 30 years with study and practice?
Okay. I first started out in the scientific realm in all my studies, and then I began to explore the etheric aspect of it. And I decided that the etheric aspect was a quicker way of dealing with a lot of physical problems than the other way.
Isn't that the truth? But how wonderful to have a background in the scientific field, so you bring that to the knowledge that you gained in the etheric field.
Absolutely. So what happened was that I began to use light as a healing technique, and I actually broadcasted it through my sixth center, or my third eye, and that was, I produced a whole system called the Hanum Color Healing Technique, and that was very, very successful for many, many years, and it still is. I still use it. I had an office in Sebastopol, California, and I also work remotely. So
that's wonderful. I mean, so the colors actually came through your third eye. And you could produce maybe different colors to heal different situations, or
right. I was just intend a certain color, like green is always good for flushing things out of the body, and then the warm colors are good for the repair. So that was my basic project there.
That's wonderful.
And then I did. So I went to Hawaii in 1999, like a lot of people did. And I ran across a method there that that used commands. And commands are very much like prayers. So this person, I'm very grateful to her. Her name is Sharon Collette, for producing a system that I started using, and then I decided, no, I didn't want to use that because it took 40 hours to work with the client successfully. And I said, no,
goodness.
I'm sorry. I'm out of here. No, forget
yes.
it.
That's too long.
Yeah. So one time I thought, well, why don't I make my own commands up? So I did a number of commands. One of the goals that I had in my practice was to be able to clear the whole body of toxins and microbes at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with the other method, I could not do this, but I found to my absolute surprise and delight that this new method does work that way, and the side effects of this benefit were that it was easy. And I didn't really have to throw energy out from myself, which I, in retrospect, was, you know, really tiring.
Absolutely.
So this,
absolutely.
Yeah, so this was very easy.
Mm-hmm.
And it went through several...
Can you just clarify one thing for me, Carol? And that is, you're saying commands are like prayers. To me, when I hear the word command, I feel the energy that is much more direct than what most people think of as prayer. So could you just clarify what you mean by commands?
Yeah. A command is not a demand.
Okay.
It's a very scientific and specific way of prayer. And these commands are in sequence. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very
so this
good.
This was a revelation, and I began to call it energy alchemy, and then it was called medical alchemy, and then I thought, well, I could get heat from the medical profession from this really quickly, so I decided to cool it and became aware that there were many other things that I could say about it, which I came upon the Holon method, H-O-L-O-N, as my title now. And I'll describe what a holon is. It is actually a particle that comes from incoherence or chaos to coherence or harmony.
Mm.
And this actually typifies what the work is all about. There are energy patterns in the body that are disharmonious.
Yes.
This can change the energy patterns into a harmonious field.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And you put it that way, I can just visualize how that is so important and how easy that can be done if you know the right methods. That's just a marvelous way of looking at the healing.
Right. So this gives you a pretty much of an idea of what the work is like, unless you experience it yourself, which is the best.
Mm-hmm.
I have classes and so forth I'll talk about later.
Sure. And so what kind of results have you gotten from this?
Well, they have actually blown my mind. I will tell you a couple of things.
Sure.
Lately, that I worked on a client that was in the hospital, and he had an echocardiogram that showed that his heart flow, that's blood in and out, was a 29. And 29 was not good. What you need is over 50. So I took a look at that, and I did a particular command that would clear the obstructions from the whole cardiovascular system. And I did that. And then after about 5 or 10 minutes, I checked again, and his levels went up to over 50.
Oh,
I couldn't quite believe it because this was my first try at this particular command.
Mm-hmm.
I try everything that people say that you can't do. So that's what I do.
Wow.
And so I got the levels. And yeah. I didn't tell him. I told him about what I thought was happening. And then he gets his mom on the phone. We have a conference call. And he said, well, guess what? My echocardiogram flow is now over 52 or 50, something like that. And it was adequate. And I said, wow, thank you.
Wow.
Boy, was that good news. So
yeah.
I've been using that on practically everybody with any cardiovascular issue, and that has worked tremendously.
Oh,
so that's one
wonderful
instance.
Yes.
Yeah, he's out of the hospital. He doesn't have to have the catheterization or a balloon or.
Oh, Carol, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
What is your website
so
if people want? Yes. What is your website if people want to connect with you?
Oh yeah, it's holonmethod.com.
Okay.
I'll spell it holonmethod.com.
Perfect.
Right.
Oh, you that. I mean, that is just a miracle. I mean, it's just amazing that you are able to do that so easily and so effortlessly.
Yeah, I was just jumping. I really was.
What a gift. What a gift. So can you talk about some of the other things, perhaps like developmental disabilities or chronic conditions that you know, some experiences, some more experiences perhaps that you've been able to heal?
Right. Okay. Let's talk about this. Developmentally disabled, people think there's nothing you can do, just medicate them and calm them down. Unfortunately, that's the case. I was gifted with some sessions with a Down syndrome boy in Alaska. He was about 12 years old, and he was very distracted. He really couldn't talk. He pulled hair at school. That was because the poor guy couldn't verbalize and say no. And no wonder they're like that. So I did my work on him and with him. And a while later, his mom emailed me, I think she called me, and said that he was now willing to be potty trained. And he was able to put his backpack on his body and open the car door where he could not before. He was able to track his movements to a goal, and this he could not do before.
Marvelous.
Yeah, and plus he started talking. And I, for one, have trouble believing all this, too. He went to the doctor, and the doctors were pretty amazed that this could happen. So I was just very pleased about that.
Oh, of course. This is a huge change, a huge shift.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's see what – yeah. I worked on several developmentally disabled people plus autism, and worked with somebody without any diagnosis whatever, which is diagnosis can be not really descriptive of what's really happening anyway. I took a general IQ score as if he would have like the Stanford-Binet test, and his score was something like 80, and then it gradually went up.
This is one particular person you worked with?
Yeah. Uh-huh. One fellow in Ohio. And he was able to get up to over 100.
Mm.
And his functioning turned out to be a little bit better, too. He was, yeah.
Mm.
So there were many people like that, and I worked on an autistic boy when I was in Hawaii, and he was 8 years old at the time.
Uh-huh.
And his name was Tapu, a beautiful kid, and he did not make eye contact. He did not show any socialization whatever, and he hardly talked. I found his problem to be leptospira. I forgot to tell you that I'm also a medical intuitive, and I also do kinesiology testing, so I have a number of lists that I use to find out what microbes and toxins are in the body.
Mm-hmm.
In his case, it was leptospira, which is a very common bacteria that you find in water that's dirty.
Oh,
so that was his issue. And once we were able to clean that out with this method, and we cleaned it out in one session, somebody, a friend of his called and said that they went to a family picnic, and he was able to hug people for the first time
and talk
to them. And
amazing.
Yeah. He had some ADD afterward, which is kind of goes with the territory and the junk foods that the kids are eating today. And mild Asperger's, that's what they call it anyway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he was able to lessen that. And today I got a call from somebody who had his mother referred to him and said that he just was helped a lot. He's 18 years old right now. So I'm just smiling, you know, about that.
Of course. That's just beautiful. That's just beautiful. I know you have a book out. Can people actually learn this, you know, very, very special, powerful technique through the book so they can help themselves?
This is what I geared the book for. And people are taking classes in self-healing online with me. And that's been really successful. I've heard wonderful stories about that. My book is coming out soon. It's just about ready to go to the book compositor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's not quite
it's been
there
close.
Yet. Right.
Not quite.
Soon.
It'll probably be there in about a week.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful, yes. Well, you know, it's wonderful that you're reaching out to help people with classes and books because, you know, when there is a special method like this that really is working and very powerful, it's so wonderful to spread the good news.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So do you work with animals?
Yes, absolutely. I work with cats, dogs, cows, chickens.
Mm.
I work with chickens.
Wow.
I've got a good story about that that'll blow everybody's mind. In Hawaii, I had a friend who was on the property that raised chickens, and she had one chicken that was overbred, like a lot of them are, to be egg producers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this poor chicken was just getting sick because she was producing a lot of eggs, too many eggs that her system was very taxed.
Yes.
So it was classified as a genetic weakness, and I have a command that corrects for genetic weakness. So I thought, well, heck, I'm going to try this on her. So I did, and lo and behold, it worked, and she began to produce less eggs, and her eggs were all, the eggs before the process were kind of transparent, and they were just kind of like, had no shell. And so I looked at that, and then my friend Jessie produced an egg in her hand that, no, she didn't lay it. The egg in her hand that it was harder. It was not really quite there. And then the next week, she began producing eggs like a normal chicken would.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so that was the animal and one animal story, and the other animal was, it's kind of funny. So I was working on a friend's cat in Philadelphia, and this is remotely. And all of a sudden, my friend said, she's a student as well, she said, help, help. And I thought, oh, my God, the cat died. I mean, that's a super dreadnought of healers, is your patient dies when you're working. And it was a mouse that was running across the floor, and the cat nailed a mouse. She didn't want to take the mouse out in really bad conditions, so she had me work on the mouse. Well, the mouse was in very bad condition and not moving very much. So I worked on the mouse, a few fractures and blood clots and broken things internally. Well, the mouse seemed to get better, and she was able to take the mouse out and relocate it, whatever she did.
Oh, my gosh. How long did it take the mouse to heal? Was it over a short time or a days?
This was while we were working on the phone. This was within a half an hour.
Oh, my gosh, so very quickly.
Yeah.
Oh, this is truly, truly amazing that, you know, you have come to have this kind of understanding. Do you think that anyone can become a healer or a clairvoyant, perhaps I'll put some of these ideas together, or do you think that's a gift that is basically inherited?
I really do think that everyone can become clairvoyant, maybe about 80 or 95% of the population. Case in point, when I was a kid, I had no idea about all that stuff. And quite suddenly, I took psychic classes because a friend was talking me into it, that I was having some prophetic dreams, not pathetic, but prophetic. And anyway, I just took to it like a duck to water, and I was really, really good. And I noticed that I could do medical things too. So I called myself a medical. So anyway, I can, and if I could, so could a lot of other people. And I've seen that happen in my work and and education, fellow student.
Yes. Oh, that's beautiful. You know, today I think the energies on the planet are changing so rapidly, and they're really opening up the possibility for greater understanding, you know, greater abilities. So I agree with you that
so
I think this is possible. Pardon me?
I believe that too, yes.
Yes, I really do believe that it is changing rapidly. So, let's see, it's 24 after. Maybe you could just kind of give an overview of what we've talked about, and then we'll take a musical break. And I have a wonderful song here to play for our listeners. Is there anything you'd like to say, just maybe as a closing to halfway through the program before we do our musical break?
Okay, yeah. There's an old paradigm that the one person, the healer, quote unquote, is the only person that can ever heal. They're possessed with magical powers. I'm proving this wrong, and I can tell you how many people have taken the class in self-healing and are doing it themselves, and they're the healer. They are their own healers, and this is what I'm stressing.
Oh, so, that's really interesting. And so that's really kind of with the times, I think, that just kind of really goes along with it, that, you know, these, you know, 25, 35 years ago, I remember when I first heard about Carolyn Mace. She's the author of Why Some People Heal and Others Don't, and many other books. And, you know, at that time, 1996 is when I heard of her, she was about the only medical intuitive. And so you're saying now, you know, you can teach people, and if you can do it, others can do it. That's a beautiful way to look at this work.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's very, very powerful. So I'm going to go into sharing a music here with you right now. And I just lost my switchboard. There it is. So just want to let everyone know you are listening to The Voice of Change. I'm Sharon Ann Wyckoff, and today I am hosting Dr. Carol Hunnam, and she is talking to us about the Holum method of her healing, and she has a book soon to be published, and you can go to her website, and that is
holonmethod.com.
Okay, holonmethod.com. So we're going to have a musical interlude here, and this is Time for a Change, and the piece is by William Florian. Enjoy.
It's time for a change. Time for a change. Time for a change. Time for a change. It's time for a change. Time for a change. Time for a change. Time for a change. We've got politicians, lawyers, and bankers ruling our lives. Without the corporations lining their pockets, they could never survive. How much bleeding and deceiving will it take until we're finally fed up? And we replace all these businessmen with diplomats who won't be corrupt. It's time for a change. It's time for a change. 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 I see families around the world being hypnotized in front of TV, unaware they're being programmed by a media the state oversees. Time to wake up, pull out the plug now before it's too late. Before the freedom and the values that you cherish are stolen away. It's time for a change. for a change. Time for a change. Time for a change. Time for a change. Time for a change.
Welcome back to the Voice of Change. I'm Sharon Ann Wyckoff, and I believe that these times are asking us to live in greater harmony with ourselves and our loved ones, as with all on the planet. I believe that we have to live consciously, and we cannot live unconsciously. And although there is much chaos taking place on the planet and in the lives of many, the potential for greater understanding, for harmony and healing has never been greater. And this is the time to be open to new ideas, new possibilities, and new ways of handling old problems. Individuals as well as numerous groups are working diligently to bring about such change on the planet. And I believe that this journey into the new world begins with just one new idea or one small step. And so I invite us all to begin anew in each and every moment. And that's the reason I have people such as Carol Hunnam with me today, because she really has a new perspective and she has a healing method that is really very powerful, and she is teaching it to others and they are being empowered. Welcome back to the program, Carol.
Thank you.
So we have some more time here, so I wanted to ask you another question, and that is, let me find the list of things that I was thinking of here to share with you. You talk about the idea that perhaps you can really, or you have worked with the environment and clearing radiation and electric wiring overhead. I always try and find places to walk where that's not there. How can you tell us a little bit about how this is possible?
Yes. Because the EMFs, or electromagnetic frequencies, are actually energy.
Mm-hmm.
We have energy that is patterned, that is going to neutralize that energy. That's one way of thinking about that. I want to go into nuclear radiation a little bit too, and that's what's happening now. It's not widely being pronounced in the media, but radiation levels on a scale of 1 to 10 in America right now are a 6. They
Before
they were a 3, and the 3 is an acceptable background radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And I test people that I work with, and they have they show me a 6 in the radiation in their bodies. So I have a command that clears radiation and gets it down to practically a 0 or 0.1. And after that, I have a command that will produce a protective net around them. I actually call that a diode net. And a diode is a semiconductor that transfers electricity one way only. So in other words, you can ground that particular energy in front of your aura with this particular net. And I have it around myself, and I test the amount of radiation inside that. It's usually 3 or minus, and then the radiation outside of it is usually the 6, 6 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Hmm.
So it holds. And
I've
worked with people in Japan using this too, and have actually worked on a Fukushima itself to
amazing
radiation. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. You know, that is just amazing that, you know, you have something like this. And I'm so glad that you're really, you know, doing your book and really getting the word out, because these techniques, when more people learn them, are so powerful, because as each of us, you know, starts taking responsibility and realizes that each individual does have that power to create, and that the importance of the power of the thought is so important. This is what's going to transform the world.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you give us any idea? I know I've done a program for Japan with a master of Qigong. Can you give us anything that people could do to work on maybe a way of service for the planet?
Yes. Actually, I would love to work with a number of people from Japan, either online, on radio, or over there, actually, do workshops in person
to
tell them how to use the commands to heal themselves and to protect themselves from radiation and to keep their radiation levels down.
Yes, I know that, you know, in Qigong there are different techniques such as this, and I just think, you know, the more people that share this type of possibility, the more that the planet can really, you know, can heal itself. So very, very important, and I'm so delighted that you're doing this. Do you have some articles out on the subject that people might, you know, like to tune into, or events coming up?
I am working on some articles. I have some in my storehouse in my archives, and I have blogs that I haven't even sent out yet, because I've been so busy. But I have events coming up. One of the ones is coming up this Thursday, the first Thursday of the month. It's a monthly online health answers and healing. So people call in and ask questions, and then I will do a healing afterwards. And the healing works with the entrainment idea. This is how group healing happens. So, and that has been very powerful, and you can tune in to that by HTTP, metaphysicalwisdom.com.
Okay, so that's http://www.metaphysicalwisdom.com. Okay, metaphysicalwisdom.com. Excellent.
Yeah.
And that's going to be at what time?
That's going to be 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Okay. And is it going to be a webinar or what?
No, it's just going to be a live broadcast, live online broadcast.
So don't you have to have a webinar thing to do that, or can they just go to the website and find the information?
They find the information, and then it's a call-in program. Sorry,
okay.
I said that. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So
do you have the phone
on the
numbers?
Telephone line.
Sure. Do you have
the phone number to call in? Yes. Excuse me. Name is Cindy Silva. And her number is,
Sure. So I'm understanding that you're going to be on Cindy's program. Is that it?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I see. Okay. I saw it. So this is metaphysicalwisdom.com, and the information is there. And you
right.
may have the phone number for us, too, huh?
Right.
And if not, people can get it from that website. That would be fine.
Okay. Yeah, that would be good. And then they can look on the other letters like Carol Hannum, click on that, or Holon Method to find out, or they could call the number that's listed on that site.
That site that is metaphysicalwisdom.com.
Uh-huh. And
excellent.
It doesn't have any W's in front of it. It's just H-T-T-P.
Oh,
and
H-T-T-P
/.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's interesting sometimes where they have the two different beginnings there.
Yeah,
well,
could somebody tell me why anyway?
Yeah, right. this is just wonderful, Carol. I'm just so glad that you're reaching out and letting people know that they too have the power to do such work and are holding classes. Anything else you'd like to share before on the show today?
Yeah. There's also April 29th.
Okay.
Which is a Sunday from 1 to 3.
It's this Sunday.
It's this Sunday. It's a healing salon that I'm going to do, and I will do demos and questions, and then this healing at the end that's quite powerful.
Uh-huh. And where is that?
That's going to be in Sebastopol on
mm-hmm.
Wilton Avenue, 7151 Wilton Avenue. And you can click on let's see what you can do here is I think you could email me and I could just give you more direction
information. Okay.
Yeah.
What is your email address? Is the Holon Method at gmail.com?
That's correct, yeah.
So that's HolonMethod at gmail.com. And so that healing salon is this Sunday, April 29th, from 1 to 3 in Sebastopol. So,
mm-hmm.
And the information can be given to you if you just email Carol. Oh, that's great information. So you're really reaching out and doing so much, presentations to let people know about this, which
mm-hmm.
is so important. You know, when there's something that is really working and it's been successful, it's wonderful to have that outreach.
Yeah, it's the year for it for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Also, I have a mini session too on May 26th, the how to create your own radiation protection grid. and then June 30th, and that's quantum release of common health issues plus prevention. And you can just get that information from me if you email me.
Okay.
And I would be very happy to let you know. Just let me know where you were on the program and would like info.
Excellent, excellent. And then your book is out too, so that is something that people can contact you about in the very near future.
The book will be out, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Excellent. Well, you're doing a lot of good work.
Yeah. Professional training seminars I have, classes, online level one class in self-healing with metaphysicalwisdom.com. And that's been a very well-attended class. And then I have level two and level three professional training seminars in the Whole On Method. And I have the training seminars coming up, and I have a scholarship available for $500 for anyone that might be qualified or thinks that they are qualified if they do have some dowsing skills and are familiar with this general type of healing method. I could just talk to them. Okay.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah. So those are the things that are coming up.
Excellent.
And,
you know, could you, I know you have an opinion about the vaccinations. I was just looking here at some other questions that, would you be willing to share about that and what your perspective is?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All I know is basically that I have dealt with clients that have had vaccinations and have been really ill ever since.
Yes, yes.
And so I deal with that, and this method can clear out a lot of stuff that has been put in the vaccination serum. Mm,
that's wonderful.
Yeah. So this is what I'd like to do is work with more people that have been exposed to vaccinations, including children. Too. I've worked with
Absolutely.
Children that have done that too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think that's all I'll say about that right now.
Yes. Oh, that's excellent to really be able to help with that. Do you have any intuitive hints about autoimmune challenges? What seems to be going on,
yes.
or is that something you've dealt with?
Oh, yeah. That's basically autoimmune challenges are the result of toxins in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And, for instance, you've heard about Graves or Hashimoto's disease of the thyroid, that people have their thyroids out because of that and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, both of those are caused by toxins, basically mercury in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Why does mercury go to the thyroid particularly? Because the thyroid is very near the esophagus.
Oh, and, sure.
Yeah, so it creeps in. And also microbes, too. There's a natural predatory link going on with toxins and microbes. The toxins like to munch on munch on the toxins, and so they have a field day going into the thyroid. So all these circulating immune cells think they're doing a good job by trying to go to the thyroid and help to clear it out, when what's happening is that there's a lot of congestion in the thyroid because of those immune cells trying to clear things out.
So, what about ulcerated colitis? Have you ever heard of anything that works with that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's mostly due to parasites in the intestinal tract, and we all have them to a certain degree.
Absolutely.
Frequently. So what we do is clear the parasites out and give a healing command to the body to help heal that, and that has really worked. And digestive, working with diarrhea and so forth, is really, really fast. I work on my own self that way all the time. And if I have that, I just do a command, and it's usually gone within 12 to 24 hours. I start feeling better. And the
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. And you've heard of celiac disease?
I have. Yes.
Yeah, and that's very common. And basically, do you know why?
No, I don't.
Because, all right, because of gluten.
Ah.
And why is that all of a sudden a problem? Well, it's discovered that it was a problem, and that's number one. And number two is that the gluten these days is more acidic than it was 200 or 300 years ago.
Oh,
It's called by a different name. It's called glutein. And what it does is will go to the little hairs in the small intestine, which take in water and nutrients, and mess them up. And hence, people drink a lot of water, they eat a lot of food, they're maybe hungry all the time, and nothing happens. And they can get overweight with that, except that they probably don't tolerate too much digestive action. So the name of that game to heal that is to stop the gluten and stop the dairy for a while, and then work with clearing microbes and toxins out of the intestine, and then begin to repair those little hairs, minute hairs in the intestinal tract.
Amazing. Amazing. You know, I was just thinking back to what you said at the beginning of the show, that you have a scientific background, and I just think it's marvelous the way that the universe guides us, because here you went into biology before first, and then got your scientific background, and then you come back and you go into the esoteric, and the two of them come together in such a beautiful way.
I know.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
They really do. Oh, Carol, you are amazing, and I'm just so delighted that you shared your work here, and I just wish you the best in stepping forth and doing these workshops and letting more people know that they, too, can really empower themselves and others.
Okay, well, Sharon, I consider it an honor to be with you and on this program, and I'm really quite delighted, and it was a lot of fun.
Wonderful. I hope to do it again.
Will do.
Okay. Thank you again. Bye-bye for now.
Yeah, God bless.
Bye-bye. So if you would like to know more about Carol's work, you can go to holonmethod.com. That's holonmethod@gmail.com. Or you can email Carol at holonmethod@gmail.com, holonmethod@gmail.com. What a wonderful hour. I want to let you know about some upcoming programs. We don't have several of them on the net yet, but they will be coming up very soon. This Sunday at 8 a.m., I'm going to be doing a special program with Suzanne Murray. I've had her on before. She is a coach and an EFT practitioner. And we're going to be doing this for smoking elimination. I have a new program out to help parents stop smoking. That's at stopsmokingforyourkids.com. And we're going to be doing this program in support of parents stopping to smoke. But anyone can tune in and listen. And then on Monday morning at 8 a.m., also I'm going to be doing a program, another program with Suzanne Murray, and that is on EFT and money issues. So those are two upcoming programs. And then next Friday, it is my honor to have Naomi Tickle with me. She is a person who has written the book Reading Faces to Understand People. And she is going to be with us and telling us how that is done. She's a fascinating lady. Years ago, I actually worked with her and had my face read and learned things that were very, very, very a surprise to me and very, very helpful in living my life. So that is going to be next Friday at 11 a.m., Naomi Tickle, and this is all on Pacific time. And then on the 18th of May, I have Gene Smith with me. I heard him sing recently, and the words to his songs and his music is just amazing. So he is a singer-songwriter from San Rafael, and his latest CD is You Were Born to Shine. And it combines spiritual, new thought, and lyrics with kind of a country music sound, and it's a new direction for Gene, and it's just wonderful material. And then on May 25th, Kurt Abraham will be with me again, and we're going to be talking about the seven rays. He's done other programs on the rays, and this one is going to be in terms of the nations. What are the rays of the nations, and how does that support them in interacting with each other or the challenges that may come up? So these are all programs on the Voice of Change. And thank you for listening. And know that all of our programs are archived for your listening pleasure, and you can go to www.blocktalkradio.com/voiceofchange at any time and hear these programs. So I think that's all for now. Know that this is the first day of the rest of your life, and I invite you to live it with love and gratitude. And in closing, we're going to have short play, 60 seconds of Creating a World with Jeffrey John Whitebear. Enjoy. See you next time in the Voice of Change. Bye for now. We are creating a world. There are people I love. We are creating a world. No longer on the field. We are creating a world where all beings are held with the sacredness love. We are creating a world where all people I love. We are creating a world. No longer on the field. We are creating a world where all beings are held with the sacredness love. A newborn child.